Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beale Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome OC Human Relations Commission Chairwoman Joanne Matsuba. Thank you, Joanne, for being on Impact OC.
Thank you so much, Don, for having me here today.
The OC Human Relations Commission is an official government commission by the Orange County Board of Supervisors. Its mission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination, and tolerance with the attempt to eliminate the causes. Joanne, please explain how the commission does this.
Well, first I'd like to say, Dawn, that the Orange County Human Relations Commission is made up of 11 commissioners. We are all seated, either appointed by our district supervisor or a selection committee from their city. I joined the commission in August of 2019, and I just feel privileged to be a part of this team. I'm really committed to eliminating hate in Orange County, and I just think it's so important that we get on top of this. I guess I want to say that there's good news and bad news. The good news is that our community is so diverse, so eclectic, and it's just such a beautiful place to live. But the bad news with that diversity comes intolerance and hate. And we are sadly seeing that more and more in the past couple of years in Orange County. So what we are doing as a commission is educating the community. We are reaching out, forming bonds between different smaller communities within the Orange County community. We're bringing different cultures together. We want people to understand the importance of accepting others, respecting them, respecting their culture, being willing to learn about them. And by knowing about each other, then we can accept each other and learn to live together.
Define prejudice, define hate.
Well, prejudice actually can be a like or a dislike of someone because of a specific reason or specific trait or specific persuasion. It can be due to religion or race or sexual preference or gender. Usually people are drawn, when they are prejudiced against someone, they, without even getting to know them, they just form these opinions without knowing even what they're about. They can like them because they think they're of a certain persuasion or they think something about them. So it's just really prejudging. It's in the word. It's prejudging someone without even knowing what they're about. But and then hate crimes that we see are any type of crime that takes place, assaulting or a defacement of someone's property, just for these same reasons, because of their race, because of their religion, their sexual orientation, something that is done as a crime against someone.
What kinds of hate crime are there in Orange County?
Sadly, many types and too many. We've seen defacement of property. We see, you know, the swastikas put on synagogues. We have seen, you know, people follow home and then beat up. We've seen, very sadly, I think about 4 or 5 years ago was when Blaze Bernstein was killed because he was a young gay Jewish man. And so there's so many different levels and so many different things that we've seen in our community.
So how does your commission operate to try to change the view on these things?
Well, what we have been working towards is, and what we do is, making a space where people can get together and talk, making a space where we can educate. We have been very focused on young people. And here again, there was just a big incident at the high school, Laguna Hills High School, where a young student was, racial slurs were being thrown in his direction on the basketball court. So we start as young as possible and we try to make people understand. By knowing each other, we learn about each other. on the high school and junior high school level, we had a program in 2020 called To Know Better. And we invited students to use their creativity to come up with a plan or a way of making others aware of the hate going on in our community. And it was so well received. And this was a lot of Asian hate had come into play because of COVID. And it was very well received by the students. I think we had 150 entries out of 29 different schools. And just beautifully done. These kids get it. And they really were so passionate about expressing why they want to see their community without hate. And we had artwork, we had dance performances. It was just multimedia. So out of that, we had five winners, one from each district, and each school was given $5,000 to put towards working programs for anti-hate. So,
what's the root cause of all this?
Dawn, that's a very good question. It's hard to say. It's sad to say that young people, that we see young people, high school age and even younger, that are participating in hate activity. You know, are they exposed to it at home? Are they getting it from each other? It's really hard to say where it comes from, but we want to try to get rid of it.
So you have other kinds of educational programs.
Well, we work in conjunction with the Orange County Human Relations Council, and they have programs within the school, and one known as Bridges, bringing kids together of different backgrounds and different cultures and having them appreciate each other. Education also for the adults and teaching, having sessions, listening session, bringing adults together so we can talk with each other, have dialogues. For example, when something major happens and people are just so pent up, we had a dialogue after the Atlanta, when the man murdered people in the Atlanta spas and the Asian spas. We called together a dialogue from the council, put it together. But people were able to vent and just let their feelings out. And people of all races participated in it and were able to share with each other, you know, how they feel about each other, why they have tension with each other, why they see each other as a threat. So those are some of the things that we do.
What can you tell people to help them build tolerance so that they won't express hate towards groups that they're unfamiliar with?
I think it's just so important to get to know someone. I don't know where these, well, for example, with COVID, it became this big thing. You're Chinese, get out of here, go back to your country, take COVID with you. They didn't bring COVID here, you know, and here again, education is so important because people see an Asian person and they call them Chinese, for one thing. Everyone Asian is not Chinese. So it's education. And then getting to know someone, then you say, oh, they do that just like us. Oh, their family meets just like us. You know, you have to take the time and have to have it in your head that you want to learn about someone.
What kinds of groups are being discriminated against in Orange County?
Sadly, anyone, you know, just so many. I mean, Asian hate has increased so much over the past year due to COVID. But, you know, Latinx communities, Black communities, and the Black community, there's so few Black people living in Orange County, yet the number is so high of the amount of discrimination that is felt and the amount of crimes and incidents that are reported. You know, Muslim communities, there's just so many people. I mean, it's just hard. It just depends on who it is that they're attacking.
So what goes on at your commission meetings to try to get to the cause of this so that we could stop it?
Each month, we have a report that tallies the incidents that have come in and the hate crimes that have come in. And then we see what area they are in Orange County, possibly set up some kind of a listening session in that area. We are also work very closely with law enforcement. We have a police chief on our commission, and they also are very active in what we're all trying to do together. So,
how active are they? What are they doing?
When a crime is reported, I mean, we have a hotline, but we also encourage you strongly to report it to law enforcement so they can go out and follow up and see what's happening and see what, you know, what spiked the crime.
Can you explain what the hotline is, how people can reach out?
Oh, sure. The hotline is available. I can give the number later, but there's a phone number, or now if you want. But there's a phone number and also an email address and also a website. But the hotline is for reporting a crime. And as I said, if you feel you've been a victim of a hate crime, it's so important to start out with calling law enforcement and then let our hotline know. The hotline will follow up on it, you know, working with law enforcement. I mean, they won't go approach someone one-on-one, but they will work with law enforcement. And it's important that we can know where it's happening, what's happening, and possibly try to get those groups of people together for a discussion, talk with people to see what brought it on. Why would you feel this way? So,
what kind of groups have you gotten together to do that?
Well, it's young people. For example, right now there's probably going to be a session with the high school students that were involved in this at the basketball game. And we'll have group leaders and facilitators to try to see we can get to the root of why they're doing this and why they feel that they have this animosity towards someone who's different than them. We want them to understand that people are different, but so much the same. And we want them to understand that if you make Orange County not safe place for others, it's not going to be safe for you either, because someone's going to come for you the way you came for someone. So we want everyone to feel comfortable in their own community and their own space.
What about adults? How do you get adults together to...
It's
combat
a little
those,
harder,
yeah.
But it's important for, you know, here again, to invite them, to tell them, you know, we would really like to have a conversation. Some are receptive. Some people are receptive. And at times they're not, or they're not willing to come sit down. But we have to keep trying. We just have to keep trying.
But you've seen some successes.
Well, we do see, I mean, through talking with people, you can see kind of the clicking in their head that they're realizing, I guess we do have a little more in common than not. So it takes a little time. It takes a little bit longer with adults, but yeah.
But when they get it, aren't they relieved that they get it?
I think so. I think so. I think that sometimes people they show hate because they're afraid. I mean, I think a lot of times that's what a bully is. They're afraid. And so they put their guard up. But then when they take the time to just, you know, cool out and relax and understand what someone else is about, then it makes it a little bit easier.
Now, can the public participate at your meetings?
Oh, yes. We have meetings that are open to the general public. Once again, when I give the website, you can people can and access that and find out what's going on, what's being offered. There are several different activities each month offered by the council. There is a movie screening coming up on, I don't remember exactly the title, but it's Anti-Hate Movie that's coming up on February 23rd. And you can find out about that on the website and register for the screening of the movie, and then there'll be a discussion.
Now, you talked about the council. There's a council and there's a commission. Explain.
Yes. The council, it's a nonprofit organization that's made up of a team that works closely with the commission. It kind of came out of the commission. The commission has been together for 50 years, and the council has been just celebrated 30 years. But they help to work along with the commission to get out into the community and secure anti-hate activities.
So what happens when there's a reporting of a hate crime and you see a bunch of it, then you develop a program to try to combat it?
That's essentially what we tried to do, yes, according to what's happening. And, you know, it's kind of day to day, depending on what's going on.
And then the commission will report to the county board of supervisors.
Yes, we do. Yes, we report directly to the
board of supervisors. And explain what goes on with that.
Well, the supervisors put us in place, and so they want to know what's going on. We're kind of out there in the community, their eyes and ears. And then we let them know what's going on. and then come up with a plan, and then we share it with the Board of Supervisors, and then they will make the decision if we're going to move forward with our plan.
Which is an educational plan or a policy?
Or a policy. And we're happy to say that we just received, it was in December 14th, the Board of Supervisors made a unanimous vote to affirm their commitment to backing us up, that they have given us $1 million contract to work on beefing up our anti-hate programs.
And what do you intend on doing with it?
Well, there is a plan in place, and I don't want to get too far ahead of that because there will be an official announcement of what our plan is, and that will be we'll be announcing that next month.
And what do you believe will occur as a result of this?
I'm so hopeful, Dawn, that we will see a place, we'll see changes in our community. We'll see people getting together and learning about each other, reaching out to each other, respecting each other better, and making Orange County a place that's safe, a safe place to live.
Well, when someone notices somebody not behaving appropriately when it comes to discrimination, what do you recommend they do?
Oh, definitely report it to the hotline. You know, get as much information as you can. Take notes.
Do you have a hotline
take
number?
Take pictures. Yes, I do have the number with me somewhere. And take notes if you can get your camera out. You know, whatever you can do to make it, to share it. The hotline number is 714-480-6580.
That number again?
714-480-6580.
And is there a website they can get more information?
Yes, and the website is ochumanrelations.org/hatecrime/. And also for reporting a hate crime or hate incident, the email address is reporthate@ochumanrelations.org.
Now, when they call the hotline, are they going to get a person or are they just going to get a recording?
They will usually get a person. I mean, if it's in the middle of the night, a recording, but they will get a person, but they will get right back to them. If it comes in the middle of the night, they will receive a call the next day. And then the information will be taken. One of the things that we are planning on doing with the $1 million commitment is making sure that the hotline is accessible in as many languages as possible, the major languages throughout Orange County. And, you know, oftentimes we find some different cultures are afraid to report things, and they feel there are different things culturally that they're affected by it. So sometimes it's an embarrassment. Sometimes there's a trust factor to it. So we're hoping once we get in their own language that they will feel more comfortable with reporting to someone that can really understand in their language.
Thank you, OC Human Relations Commission Chairwoman Joanne Matsuba, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.